Hey there, welcome to Contracts and Chaos. My name's Alyssa.
And I'm Brenna, and we're here to tell you that you are not alone in the mayhem of this real estate industry.
We're keeping it real and sharing our stories, strategies, and successes in today's real estate world.
So come join us every Tuesday while we talk Contracts and Chaos.
Stop listening to the people on TikTok, damn it.
Like, unless it's us.
Oh, well, okay. Let's do our accountability check-in for the first quarter of 2024. I know we had some personal and business goals that we were doing this year. And so I'm curious to see how you feel like you did on your goals. And if you're keeping, like, copy-pasting those goals going into Q2, or if you're completely revamping what our strategy is for this next 12 weeks.
Okay. Oh, you're putting me on the spot here. Okay. I'll go first. had this conversation. I don't know if we were recording when we had this conversation. I can't find my 12-week goals. So that tells you exactly what you need to know about my first quarter. Was thrown a couple loop-de-loop things that happened. And so my business is still in a very good place. I have 2 closings. I just went this month. Was supposed to have 3. That's a whole nother story. And I'm looking around to see if I can see if I printed them. I know I did, but where I put them, I don't know at this point. One of them was to, my personal one was to pursue dating. I tried through what, middle of February? Yeah, because it was Valentine's Day weekend. And I quit. I gave a gallant effort. I went on 2 dates. One was absolutely horrible. One was magical. And then was absolutely let down 3 days later. And I just said, enough is enough. Like, I need to focus on business. And if I focus on that, the rest will come together. So I'm no longer pursuing that. I tried. Dating apps are not for me. Maybe will I try something like being more social or joining a club or something? I will be honest, I haven't nailed down my 12-week goals for this quarter completely, because I had something come up last week. Well, when I was sick, and then I had to work on a big thing. We were sick.
If you listen to the sick day episode, which I hope you did, because it was funny and I sounded like a toad. But those things that we talked about, like, girl, yeah. I gave it, like, my best 30 minutes at a time in between, like, hazy Dayquil naps. And I just could not concentrate for 2 days. Like my brain was, like, absolutely not. I slept one almost complete day.
The first day I got it, that Saturday, I slept off and on for 36 hours. And then pushed through as much as I could the rest of the week. And finally, like, the fog lifted on Friday. But Friday, I worked until 11:30 at night at my desk. And Saturday until 9:30. With a couple hours here and there to run errands and stuff. But most part at my desk. And so Sunday, I got hit like a Mack truck, 4 o'clock. My body just was like, you're done. But anyway, back to 12 weeks. So one of my other personal goals was to get back into the gym more, I think. And I have done that. I've joined CrossFit again. I am going regularly, at least 3, if not 5 times a week. Haven't seen any results yet, but that's fine. As long as I'm going, I know that keeps me grounded. It's going to take time, but it also, like, just, it sounds silly, but packing that gym bag and going to the gym every day gives me that sense of routine back in my life again. So then other things have started to click into place. I know we set somewhat lofty goals for the first quarter professionally, but also we were realistic knowing it's the first quarter. I've had 1 closing so far that was actually a carryover from December. It was with Brenna. And I have 2 scheduled for this month. And then I have that listing coming up. I have a couple other active buyers. So business is picking up. So whatever my tactics were, I can't tell you whether or not I did them specifically. But it is starting to come together. So it is on my calendar of things to do today and tomorrow to write out this 12 weeks and be specific and print it and hang it on my wall. I think that's one of the reasons I lost them. I reorganized my office and switched where things.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was one of the things you were doing.
I'll say this. I moved my desk. Organization in here, not there yet. But obviously, but I think that's one of the reasons I can't find it. Like, I don't know where I put it, but I did. I think one of my other things was I needed to get my financials in order. So I had the call with Miranda last week. And we have a plan to get everything together and organized. So I should be back on financial, and not that I'm in financial ruins or anything, but have a system together probably by the end of May once we get everything straightened out and figured out. One of those being, do I get a firm license and do an LLC? And I just don't know where I want to be with that. So, but yeah. So otherwise, for good, in my opinion, considering what the market was like, I'm okay with my first quarter. I knew that was coming. I knew it was going to be. I mean, Tamir said in October, the next 6 months are going to be dry, figured, like, safe. Mm-hmm. So I'm good with where I'm at.
Yeah, that's good. So traditionally, I mean, historically, I guess, in my, you know, sweet little 5 years existence in this business, like the last quarter is usually my best quarter of the year, and then the first quarter is slow. So I knew coming into it that the first quarter is not ever where my strong months are. But I had said that I wanted to have 5 transactions in the works, and I came into quarter one with 2 new construction listings that had been at that point sitting for almost 4 months now. So at the end of March, we closed that deal together for that investor. And then one of those new constructions is closed, which is great. And then the other one is currently under contract, which is lovely. I've got 2 other listings that are currently active at this point. Actually, one went under contract this weekend. I've got a buyer that's closing tomorrow. So looking at my Trello board, like my currently in the works, I had 7 transactions through quarter one that when we started with 2. So I added 5 transactions into that. Did they all close in quarter one? No. But hopefully, if everything works out with what we have under contract this minute, I'll have 3 of them that close in the next 3 weeks. So that will set me up for quarter two, which is good. But again, like, it's been a little different because so many of my buyers really, and I have the hard conversations, and they're sick of me telling them, you know, we cannot, if you're going to buy a house, waiting is not going to set you up for success. It's just, it's not. Those 3% interest rates are not, and if they do come back, they're not coming back in June. You know what I mean? Like, that, it's just, it's not coming this year. So I've had those hard conversations, but still they're sitting. And some of those clients that I had worked with back in 2022 that were like, oh, we're not finding the house that we want, now have found out that with the rate increases, they can't afford, they can afford less house than they could then now. So it's a weird dynamic. Sellers have always been my sweet spot. So I've really gone back to work this quarter with the prospecting, the for sale by owners, that kind of stuff to get this business. And, oh, email list. This is something completely new that I started this year. Never really followed through with it, did anything with it previously. So I have sent out an email every week for these past 12 weeks. I have one set up for it to go into this week. So that was good. I have an average of a 32% open rate. So I think that's good. My first few went out, I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting like 40-something% open rate. And then it's kind of like petered off. But I usually see 29s and 34s. So, and it's not all real estate related. A lot of contribution, you know what I mean? I have one every month that I call What's Up in Newton, or What's New in Newton. And that's the community events that I send out. That one actually gets the most opens And then just a couple here and there that I include market information. I do a deal of the week, but I don't actually include the deal of the week in that number.
I was just going to ask you that. Is that a separate email that you send?
It's separate because, so these emails, these 12 emails that I've sent in the last 12 weeks, are, so around Christmas time, there was one about recycling your Christmas tree, where the places locally that were recycling, the dates that they were actually coming by to pick them up, like those kinds of things. And those have been received pretty well. I sent one out this past week for last minute Easter egg hunt locations. That one actually had a huge, I sent it out on Friday, which I don't usually send emails on Fridays, and we've talked about this, but I did. I sent it on Friday morning. It had a 40% open rate, and I only put four events in there. One that was Friday night, a glow in the dark one on Saturday, just a couple fun ones. But I think that was cool. So a lot of those emails I throw real estate tidbits in there, and of course it has my logo, all of that stuff, but it's not like, here's your weekly.
So are you only sending those to your local contacts? What are you doing for contacts that are not local who may want to move here or need a referral? Are you doing anything email based for them?
Mm-hmm. So I have a couple of different, I think they call them segments. I have the What's New in Newton, right? So that one's up to almost 400 subscribers. And then one that's actually a part of the Christmas lights that I did, which is a couple hundred people. And then I have old leads that I had purchased, you know, way back when I first got into real estate that I still churn. I still work those leads, and I have gotten business from them. Do I get a huge response? No. But one of the emails is actually a Sharon email, first of the year, that I sent out about how much equity do I have in my home, you know, and I got 7 emails back that, and I did CMAs for those. So those people are now in home bought kind of thing, like keeping an eye on what they're doing. And I think my total email list, like the number of people that I have, is 1,200. But there's some, like the newsletter and stuff, that I only send to those 300 or 400. You know what I mean? I don't send it to all 1,200 all the time.
And you're using, what are you using again for your emails? Flowdesk.
Okay. Flowdesk.
I want to look into them. I've been using Lofty, yeah. Just because that's where all my people already are. But actually that was my project last week, was pulling all of my people from Lofty into Google Contacts so that if I want to use a Flowdesk or something, it's just a quick upload from there. And yep. I had to go through, I couldn't just download because I have like team contacts. So I had to go through every single person and make sure they were mine and all that stuff. So,
Yeah. No, I didn't think about that with the team contacts. That makes a difference too. But so for the email list, I think that's been successful so far. I'm going to keep working that. I can't necessarily say that I've gotten one of these transactions from my email list. You know what I mean? But
I've started doing deal of the week for the last 4 weeks. And as I was going through, I can see who opened it. And I didn't look up the specific percentage, but I can tell you a lot of people opened my deal of the week emails. So I'm going to keep doing those.
Awesome. That's awesome. The other big one that I did was YouTube. And honestly, it's still a work in progress. I think that I kind of jumped the gun as far as like posting, because like we have with the podcast, we have some backup, you know what I mean? Like some cushion. A YouTube video takes a long
time. Unless you're outsourcing.
A long time. And that might be something that I look into, because honestly, it takes a long time. So I thought that, I'll have a video up every week. It was not every week. I think it's 4 videos, but I didn't start in January. I started, end of February?
But you did it. You at least, so I think like, it was every... like I tell people at the gym, like when I'm coaching, maybe you didn't do the entire workout today, or maybe you didn't do as hard as you wanted, but you did it. You're not still sitting on the couch, so you're ahead of the curve.
Yep. So I have a few videos up. Like this week, they're doing the ribbon cutting ceremony for the Riverwalk that's opening up here in Hickory. So like I'm trying to get some footage to go to put that up because I think that would be a popular one. Just things like that. And I honestly am like, you know what? If I can get a video up every 2 weeks, until I get into the flow of things, I think that that's
Or until you find like an editor,
the personal one
to outsource it with that you trust and like.
Well, and I talked to, the hometown team, Sheena Shaw. She and her husband do, what is the name of their YouTube channel? The North End Lake Norman? I think that's what it's called. But they go to, like, local businesses and, like, interview the owners from restaurants and breweries. And, like, it's super cool. Her and her husband own a couple of pubs in Catawba and in Troutman. So I think that that was a really cool way to watch them, like, implement and get themselves into the community more. But they have a whole, like, they have a film guy that goes out with them and an editor that does it. So yeah,
that's a little different than where we're at. I mean,
maybe I'm not quite there yet.
I went to an event that Bob Tompkins was speaking at 2 weeks ago, and he has a full-time video guy. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm excited for you that have become that successful and you can outsource that to that level. We're just not there yet. Mm-hmm. Yet. Someday. Someday.
Yeah. Yet. Right. Soon we'll be filming this in a studio. We'll have a whole crew just like behind the cameras making this magic happen.
Someday we will. Yes.
The personal one. Oh yeah, how are those going? Like just spending time with the kids. Yeah, that was good.
The way you answered that was not good. Like with any. Yeah, it's been going. It was like yeah, it's good. Like you okay over there? Do I need to come take the girls out?
Blink twice if you need help.
That's what it was. I was like, Brenna, everything okay?
Well, we're officially on day 4 of spring break, and so yeah, we're doing great.
I forgot spring break. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, no, the first month that we actually split it up, took them separately and did like our own like personal dates with them, which was cool. Then was it February? I think it was February that we went, to the movies all together. The girls love to go to the movies. They love to go to the Dolby, one with like the fancy reclining chairs and everything like that. So we make it a whole big thing. And, it's terrible because it was only... What did we do? It was last week, but we did.
Did you guys go to dinner or something last week? I saw you post about it, but I can't even remember what it was. Oh, you went to the zoo. You went to the zoo. I'm like, I know I saw it, and I was like, I want to go.
That was just, yeah, it was just with Madeline. It was actually a school field trip, but the cool thing with the school field trip is when you get there, you just sign her out. So it was just Travis and I with Madeline for the whole day at the zoo, and that was... That was really fun. And then Violet, we all went four-wheeling.
Oh, yeah, because wasn't your father in town or something?
And my dad's still here. He's been staying with us since January?
Oh.
You think? Yeah. No, he comes down every year because he works a seasonal job in Maine. So every time he gets laid off, he's here within like 3 days. Yeah, and he stays with us until he gets called back to work. He got called back to work last week, and he told them no. So I'm not entirely sure where we go from here.
Is that like his retirement, or was it just like no, not yet? Like, how does that work?
He was like, I told him no, and I was like, what do you mean you told him no? Right? Does mom know?
You are going home at some. Is there something you haven't told us since you've been here in January? Oh,
golly. We really do. He's so much fun to have. He hangs out with the kid. Like, they just love having him here. And honestly, like, I love my dad. My dad and I have always been super close. So it's not like a, oh my God, my dad's been here for 3 months. You know what I mean?
Well, like, that's good. The way you said it at first sounded like, oh, he's, and I was like, oh no.
No, we love it when he comes down. Sometimes, like, it's one of those things, like, he does this, and he's done it my whole life, right? But he'll drink his hot cup of whatever in the morning, and instead of putting his coffee cup in the sink, he sets it on the side of the sink. Because he's like, well, I'll just reuse it tomorrow, but it's not going to sit on the edge of my sink. You know what I mean? So I'll put it in the sink. And then he's frustrated with me that I put the cup in the sink and he was going to reuse it. You know, it's just those.
My stepdad does that with butter knives. He lets it, if this is the edge of the sink, he like sits it. So it's like, and it drives me nuts. Because he's like, what if I want another piece of toast? And I'm like, then get another knife out. Or like he leaves paper towels. And I'm like, he's like, well, it's not that dirty, but it's still dirty. Throw it away. There's more paper towels.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Dad, I have 5,682 coffee cups. Pick another one.
Yep. Or rinse it out, put it in the dish rack, and you can still use it again tomorrow. Men.
Oh, God. Oh, well. No, it's been good. So same for me, though, as far as going. I would love to tell you that I have everything ironed out. I knew coming into this first week of April that the kids were going to be off all week. So this is my, like, nail it down. I do know for sure that this will be the first, and it's already set up. I'm already working on it. I already got my first profit allocation yesterday. That's so cool. So this will be the first official quarter going into quarter two that I use the profit first system the whole time. And also working on Pinterest.
Okay, tell me more.
Pinterest.
Wait, before we talk about Pinterest, did I tell you what Mabel did to profit first?
She ate it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
She devoured it. It was so good.
I showed that to Miranda during her call. I was like, Mabel's it's so good. Review. That's literally what I said. I was like, so good. She ate it right up.
She ate it right up. Oh my God, that's funny. Pinterest. And this could be, once I get into it, I think it'll be cool to talk about. Pinterest is a search engine, y'all. It's a search engine. And I forget the exact statistics. So you're looking at like Facebook Reels. You're looking at 4 hours, right? That it's going to sit there. TikTok, you're in like minutes that it's going to be in the feed. It goes on and on. Like, they have like this. This is how long the average post stays in the circulation feeds. Like, how long it's right. It's driving content. And the average lifespan of a pin on Pinterest is 4 to 6 months.
Very interesting.
4 to 6 months. And so I'm just like, I'm diving on in. And I'm excited.
I'm excited to see, because I've heard things like that, and I'm not a big Pinterest person. Like, I'm a Google fan, but I've heard stuff like that, and like people, and you can make money on it somehow, and I'm like, oh, okay, not where I'm at with everything right now. But yeah, I'm interested to see how that works out for you.
Mm-hmm. Me too, because there are hundreds of millions of users on Pinterest. I'm just like, yeah, I'll try it. You know what I mean? Just another avenue to reach somebody from North Dakota you know, to be like, oh, I'm moving to Charlotte.
Or moving in North Dakota, but they don't know a realtor and you happen to know one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. So I think that's it for my update, though. I didn't close 5 transactions. I didn't check all the boxes. I did put effort in to check all the boxes. Sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. But this is where we, you know what, that didn't work out so well. Or like the prospecting, I will continue obviously to prospect for new listings and things like that. But
onward and upward. Yes. I think quarter two, we're going to blow up. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, I can already feel it happening. So I think if we stick with things, maybe implement a couple of new things, quarter two is going to be one hell of a quarter. Me too.
I'm excited for it. I'm here too.
All right, guys. Well, that was our quickie. That wasn't really quick. But we will see you next week. And next week, if I don't post mine here, I'll post mine when I post this reel for this episode as to what my 12 weeks are. Because I do need to get that narrowed down this week because I'm just playing catch up from being wicked sick. And going through all my contacts last week. So,
Yeah, and accountability. We yes, need to keep each other on track. So
okay, text it to me. I will. What was I? There was something I was accountable for the other day. Cool. I don't remember. Anyway, but yes, this was our quickie that wasn't quick. So we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
We just finished another episode of Contracts and Chaos, but believe me, the chaos does not stop here. So check out the show notes for our email address and where to follow us on socials, and we will see you next week.